The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
Feeling a little financial anxiety about the holiday season and maybe next year?
I think most of us are, which is why we're taking a little deviation from the Queer Money bonus series from the Motley Fool, Debt-Free Guys LGBTQ plus money study.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 355, and today we're sharing our favorite tip for managing holiday money and planning financially for 2023.
Now on with the show. So, I don't know about you. I'm super excited for the holidays this year, in part because John and I are finally in a home of our own. We're no longer renting. We actually bought a duplex. You probably have heard us talk about this, but for those of you who haven't, we bought a duplex in Toledo, Ohio, and we are living in our own place, which means we're going to celebrate Christmas in our own place this year.
First time in like 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. But that doesn't mean there's not a little bit of anxiety, right? For us, it's getting our place ready and being able to balance the finances of spending on the house, spending on Christmas, spending on necessities, spending on our dogs, all of that.
Yeah. So I think we're not alone. This is time of year is natural for a lot of people to get stress and feeling a little bit depressed sometimes. But I think that's exacerbated this year because of the inflation.
Right.
The CNBC reported not too long ago that consumers are reportedly spending, they say that they're going to spend less this year than previous years because of inflation, but they're still on track apparently to spend an average of $1,555.
Which I know that this is, you know, these are averages, right? So you think of some families that are probably going to be spending quite a bit more because they have access to more, but that's still over $100 a month per household.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So this isn't part of the actual show, but one of our favorite tips for managing expenses, especially during this time of year when it just seems like there's a lot of pressure to spend money that you might not have or not want to spend. And that's Capital One's shopping app that helps you not only find ways to spend less, but also gives cash back. Yeah. So it's a great dual benefit there with the Capital One shopping app. And that is how do you get that?
Just go to CapitalOne.com/shopping. Just search for Capital One Shopping. You know, one of the things that this is an important thing, you know, when we talk about the stresses of the season, many of us are not looking at getting a lot of extra money right now. We might be getting some bonuses. We might be getting some extra Christmas money, but a lot of people are not. And so one of the ways to reduce the stress, but still be able to give is by using financial tools that are available to you, like coupons, like discounts, like shopping on specific days, things like that, that you will allow you to be able to give, but give with a little bit less money. Because unfortunately, I think, as you mentioned, due to inflation, a lot of us have a lot less money to use this time of year for giving.
Right. So this time of year is already stressful for a lot of people. Then that's exacerbated by inflation. But then also, as many of you know from the Motley Fool Debt-Free Guys LGBTQ plus money study, that 2/3 of the respondents to that study say they carry a high amount of financial stress. With 32% saying they stress about their finances daily and 26% saying they stress about it weekly. So, you know, you couple all that together, that's a lot of anxiety for our community this year. And so we're going to talk about one of our favorite ways to manage all that and also prepare for 2023. So hopefully financially anyway, 2023 isn't stressful.
Right. So first of all, we want to provide a why or a what. And then a how, so that you can help manage this financial stress. And it might sound a little bit egalitarian what we're talking about here, but the reality is that it actually starts with your thoughts, right? It starts with your thoughts because your thoughts become your words become your actions become the results that you get, right? So what is our solution for this season? It is to talk about money. It's not easy. It can be scary. Especially when you're talking about money with family or friends. And so we wanted to provide a solution on how to do that, but not on this particular episode, how to talk with your family and friends. We're not necessarily going to be talking about that right now. Look forward to episode 356, where we have this specific topic of how to break the news of your money goals to your family and friends, because it has a big impact. It's actually one of the most frequently asked questions that we get from interviewees when they're asking us, or interviewers, when they're asking us about what happened when we told all of our friends and family that we were going to be paying off our debt, right?
Right. It's always a big question. So we want you to talk about money, but you might not want to talk with friends and family about money. So you maybe you want to go to a third party, somebody who's neutral. And this was amplified for us for an upcoming episode, episode 362, when we interviewed Hannah and Juliet of the Opportunity Knocks series on PBS. They talked about having a neutral coach mentored with their money made it easier for them to talk about money between the two of them, not least of which maybe talking with their friends and family. So the first tip is to talk about money, but then if your question is with who, the answer to that is find a money coach or a therapist. And we've talked about this before, but we can't talk about enough. Capital One has great money coaching. Go into a Capital One cafe or go to CapitalOne.com and sign up for one of their money coaching, specifically their Money and Life workshop.
Yeah. What's interesting is sometimes we just don't know how to have the conversation, right? That we have another upcoming episode where we were interviewing the CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education, and their study showed that over 50% of LGBT people said that they haven't been ever presented with this kind of information, how to manage their money, how to get to improve their lives financially. Well, here is a great way to get some help with that, is by reaching out to people who that's exactly what they want to do. They want to talk to you about how you can improve your life financially. As John mentioned, you can do this in person. You can do it virtually at the Capital One Cafe or at CapitalOne.com. And I think you have to go to the local section there and then you can sign up. But one of the things that's important about this is when we don't know how to have the conversation with other people, oftentimes that means we're not even having that conversation with ourselves. Yeah. And so getting someone to help us to start thinking about how to have that conversation with ourselves makes it easier to talk to other people about it. It makes it easier for you to understand the kinds of things that you want to share, the things that you don't want to share, why it's important to share some things to get the motivation. All of that can come from working with someone who is, it's their practice. It's their practice to help you improve your life financially and be able to talk about it.
Exactly. And then on top of all of that, you don't have to have an account with Capital One to be able to take advantage of this free coaching. Then also that it's free. It doesn't cost you any money, but you could yield great financial benefits from that. And then also Capital One is there for the queer community 365 days a year. They do a lot of work for our community. So if you're looking for a brand that does that authentically connects with the community, we can't advocate for Capital One enough. And obviously they're the sponsor of this podcast, and the podcast would not still be around if it was not for Capital One. So there are myriad reasons to check out Capital One's free coaching. If nothing else, then to try to get yourself on a solid financial footing to hopefully manage your finances and the anxiety that you might be dealing with this year, as well as preparing for 2023. And then if you do go into the cafe, at least you get yourself some access to some affordable, delicious food and coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
So stay tuned for your Queer Money Takeaway from this episode. Thank you for listening to another episode. Here is your Queer Money Takeaway. We continue to partner with Capital One because they support the LGBTQ+ community all year round and truly want to help people succeed financially, including overcoming financial anxiety and financial stress, which is poignant for this time of year.
Exactly. So stop by Capital One Cafe or go to CapitalOne.com to learn more about their money and life mentoring and workshops.
Then join us next Tuesday when we talk about how to break the news of your financial goals to your friends and family when they might be surprised. Could lead to some exciting conversations over the dinner table this holiday season.
That's right. Thanks and have a great week. We'll see you next week.
Start your journey to financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.